Yes, we have with us the vice captain of the Indian cricket team, Mr. KL Rahul, joining us for the press conference, the first press conference of this tour. Thank you, KL. The first question is from Jamie Alter. He wants to know, is this the best you felt about your white ball form?
Yeah, look, I mean, I haven't played a lot of 50 over cricket for a continued period of time. Though I've been part of the Indian team for a few years now, I've never got a long run like this. So yeah, it feels good that I'm contributing to the team's win, and I'm playing my role pretty well. And yeah, I'm happy that, you know, I can go out there and put up consistent performances for my team.
Yes, the second question is from Arani Basu from the Times of India. He says, will your batting number depend on the format you are playing, given now you have the wicket-keeping responsibility and you also did well at number 5?
Yes, I think it will depend on the formats that I'm playing and what the team wants of me and what combination sits better. Obviously, the last ODI series we played, I batted at 5 and kept wickets. So, yeah, it's a role that I quite enjoyed, and I'm happy to do or play whatever roles the team gives me.
Kushin Sarkar from the Press Trust of India says, has the team management told you that they have 3 ICC tournaments in next 3 years in mind when they entrusted you with wicket-keeping responsibilities in the white ball format?
Nothing has been told to me, or I don't think we as a team are thinking that far. Obviously, World Cups are very, very important, and that is the long vision for every team and every country. But I think we... for me, when it comes to me, I think we're just still taking it one game at a time. And if I keep putting up consistent performances with the bat and the gloves, it obviously gives us the option of playing an extra bowler or an extra batter. It just helps the team combination a little more. So it's something that me personally, I would love to do. If the opportunity presents itself and I can keep in all the 3 World Cups, I'd love to do it for my country.
The next question is from Manish Sharma, who's from NDTV. He says, Team India have gone through few practice sessions in new atmosphere. What challenges does the team see to deal with?
I think the challenges, the challenges for me has been mostly being alone in the room. That's been the biggest challenge. The times that we get to go out and practice and see my teammates and interact with them is the best part of the day, to be honest. And we're quite and having a lot of fun together. And the challenge is mostly when you're back in the room and when you're all alone.
Next question is from Khuram Habib from IANS. He says, you're going to keep wickets in limited over series. How do you hope to keep 2 spinners like Chahal, who got a lot of guidance from MS Dhoni? And will you be able to shade him like Dhoni would for whenever they would stray or were not consistent in the lines?
Look, obviously, nobody can fill the place of MS Dhoni. He's obviously... shown as the way, or shown the wicketkeeper batsman's role and how it should be done. So obviously we've learned a lot from MS Dhoni, and me with players like Yuzi and Jaddu and Kuldeep and the other spinners on the team, we have a decent friendship, decent understanding in the middle. And I'll probably go and give them feedback as to what I feel can be a better length or a better pace to bowl at, or if they're doing something wrong, or if we can change the field set. And I think anybody doing that role of a wicket keeper will have that responsibility. And I'm like I said, I've done this in one series in New Zealand, and I quite enjoyed it. And hopefully I can get better at reading the games and give the bowlers and the captain some good feedback from behind the stumps.
A lot of questions have come on your IPL performance, so I will summarize one. It's from Shiva Krishna Gundra from Telangana Today. He says, you had a good IPL with the bat coming into this series. How much of a confidence booster is the IPL performance in this white ball series?
Yes, it is. It is, it does give a player a lot of confidence. And, just considering how the last 6-7 months went just before the IPL, we hadn't played a lot of cricket, so it was important that we as players all came into the tournament with a lot of self-doubt, and we hadn't prepared enough, so there was a lot going on in our minds. So felt good that I could get runs in the middle, and hopefully I can use that confidence and use that momentum in this series as well. Obviously, it's a different format. Playing Australia, who are a very competitive team. Having runs behind you does help, but again, it's a fresh start, it's a fresh tournament, and it's a different format. So it's important that we start fresh and stay positive and look to. For me individually and for the team generally, is to see how we can win matches for our team. So that's the most important thing.
Thank you. The next question is from Sydney Kiran from Deccan Herald. He says, wicket keeping, vice captaincy, and playing the role of a premier batsman. How are you looking forward to this enormous challenges?
I think I did get a little bit of a feeler with the IPL. I had to play similar roles there as well, so it was challenging, it was new, but I think I got used to that role, and I started enjoying it, and hopefully continue the same here. And obviously, when you're playing for your country, you have 11 of the best guys from your country, and they're all skilled, they all have a great cricket mind, and they have a great understanding all by themselves. So and we have when you have a able and a passionate leader like Virat, who will who'll always be there for the boys, it just makes your job a little bit more easier. And I'm looking forward to the new responsibility. It's something that every player looks forward to doing, and it's a very proud moment. So hopefully I can continue putting up the same performances and maybe take it one or two steps ahead and give make sure the team environment is great, and the players are hungry and looking forward to win games for their country.
Thank you, Rahul. The next question is again on the similar lines. I will just add the new part. He says, this is similar to what you did at the IPL with Kings 11 Punjab. Can you share your mindset needed to maintain the balance and perform well while you discharge your different duties? And as you start this tour, how do you look at the challenges in the limited overs and then the test? Is it a good show in the white ball will set the tone for the test series?
Was something that I learned from the IPL is to stay in the moment, to stay in the present, and when I'm batting, to think as a batter and to assess the conditions and see how as a batter I can win the game for my team. And when I'm wicket keeping for those last 3 or 4 seconds when the bowler's running in, it's important that I switch on as a wicket keeper and not be thinking as a leader. That's something that I learned over this IPL, which I think is the key, and which is very, very important going ahead for me personally. And I think it's important to start well in the white ball series. We're playing we're playing for the country after a while, and we're all excited to go out there and play some really hard cricket, play some aggressive cricket. Australia is a country where we've enjoyed coming here and competing and playing hard cricket and playing aggressive cricket. It's important that we start well and take it one game at a time, and try and enjoy being out there in the middle and doing what we love most.
We'll take a couple of more questions from the Indian press, and then we'll move to the Australian press. Bharat Sundaresan from CricBuzz says, the last time you donned the India colours, you were scoring a super century in Mount Mangnui back in February. Does that actually feel like an age ago? And does this series starting on Friday almost feel like a new beginning where you need to make a fresh start after all that transpired in the world over the last 10 months?
Yes, definitely does. I mean, I had actually forgotten that the last innings that I played, I'd scored 100 in New Zealand. You've said it yourself, whoever's asked the question. I know it's a fresh start for everybody. And, it's like I said, it's important for us as a team to start well and enjoy being out there in the middle. And this is something that we really, really missed doing, that is wearing the blue jersey and going out there and representing your country. So it's an honor and a privilege to be back out there and playing cricket in circumstances like this. So we're all very, very excited and looking forward to the games.
Yeah, one last question from the Indian press before we move to the Australian press. Gaurav Joshi from Midday, he says, with regards to your power hitting and how well it's evolved in recent years, just wanted to know if you made a conscious decision at some point in your career to take it up a notch, and if you had any specific discussions about it with anyone.
Yes, I wouldn't call my batting power hitting. That's something that I honestly feel like I've not been able to do, or it's not what I'm blessed with. I'm blessed with certain skill, and I try and play. I try and play the role that I feel the team requires me to play at that particular moment. And if that means scoring runs at 160, 170 strike rate, I'll try and do that to the best of my ability. And if it's the other way around, I'll try to do that. So what I've learned over the years is to be present in the moment and assess the situation and see how you can win games for your team. So that's something that I've really, really worked on. And yes, I think as you grow older and as you play more cricket and get more experience, you realize that you need to keep getting better and better with your skills. And I've been blessed and lucky that I get to interact with the greats of the game in our team. And when we play the IPL with different players from across the world, and I've played under different coaches, and just interacting and chatting with them, and I'm always looking to learn, always looking to grow and keep getting better. So that's something that every player looks to do, and I'm just fortunate and blessed that whatever I've been working on has been coming out pretty good so far. And I've been doing the job for the team, so that's what I'll look to do going ahead in the future as well.
Thank you, Rahul. That was from the Indian press. We shall now take a few questions from the Australian press as well.
Yeah.
So Rob Forensic from the Australian Associated Press, he says, which Australian bowler do you think will pose the biggest threat during the upcoming ODIs and T20s, and why?
ODIs and T20s. I think Australia is a really, really competitive team, and their threat is when they bowl together as a unit. And I've played against Australia a few times, and I've realized that they really play well together as a pack and as a unit, especially their bowling unit. So we're looking forward to the challenge. I don't think I can single out one bowler, because all the three bowlers who will play and the guys who are in the squad are top class bowlers. And looking forward to the challenge, and should be a lot of fun.
Thank you. Dave Middleton from cricket.com.au. He says, India have seen little of Manas Labuschagne, who has improved much since the SCG test on last tour. How do you prepare for a player who is a bit unknown to your side?
Look, I mean, quite honestly, Manas is somebody who I've enjoyed watching on television, the way he batted in England in the Ashes, and you know, he's somebody you for any cricket lover, you would enjoy watching him bat. But I don't think he's unknown anymore. He's in the top five test ranking, and he's been getting a lot of runs in the last 12-15 months. Or before the COVID, I mean, the games that he's played has been really consistent for his side. So we've watched how Manas plays, and you know, I've enjoyed watching him on television. And fingers crossed. Hopefully he won't score that many runs against us. But he's a quality player, and we'll have a plan set. We have a top quality bowling attack as well. So it would be a good challenge for him. It'll be a good challenge for our bowlers as well.
Thank you. We now have the final question of the day. The question is from Sporting News Australia. Having played with Glenn Maxwell at the Kings 11 Punjab, what do you make of his recent form? He didn't get a lot of opportunity in the IPL, but after training with him, do you still think he will be dangerous this series for Australia?
Yes, of course he will. And I mean, that's one of the reasons why we picked him in our IPL franchise, because he's a quality player, and he, on his day can win a game single-handedly, and he's a great team man, and that's something that we saw when I played with him. He's a great team man, he's a gun fielder. He's always there to support his teammates, and he'll be eager to get out in Australian colours and try and perform for his country as well. So, good challenge. And, having played against him, I know that he will be eager to perform as well. So, it'll be fun.
Thank you, Rahul. We've come to the end of the press conference, a virtual one, a new experience for both of us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, bro. See you.
Thank you.